But the highway wouldn't let him cut under there, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to know your business, cut a canal like that on the highway.
Yeah.
Cave in years ago.
You know, them places back in the woods that water will kind of go in, and they got trees all in them.
Got
you
trees
know?
In them, trees on edge, trees in there, and they got some everything in there.
That's called a...
Well, they got one back there they call the drainage. That's one they dug from an old bayou used to call Peneye. Now, what you call it, American, I don't know. It's a kind of little bayou. It's as clean as this all the time. But when, long about the spring of the year, and big rain start to falling, that thing get full of water, fish, garfish, everything come up in there.
Yeah, it doesn't have water in it all the time.
Oh no, now they got, no, they don't have water now. You see, you take that right away, sometimes it get full, overflow, and again, it get dry. You see, the water just keep running all the time. But before, that thing didn't run. It run a while, and when you get down below, level was right there is big.
You know what a slough is?
Well, something like a slough, yes, I know what it is. Something like a slough. But, and then they got one further back. They call that the crossfire. Well, that drain water too, but not good as they were draining now. But then they got all them canals dug back there.
Yeah.
It's a minor one, I believe they got three of them back there.
You know, a place where hay grows along the sea. Have you ever seen that?
No.
You ever seen a place kind of along the... You ever been to the Gulf? You ever seen a place...
No, I've never been in the Gulf. Only one thing, I've got on the ocean now. But I got on the ocean through New York, you see. That's all. When I was going to France.
Yeah?
Now.
What state were you in?
I left Camp Pike and went to Hoboken, New Jersey. Uh-huh. That's where we boarded the boat at. Coming back, we got off in New York and went on to Camp Hupton. But if I see the cup, I didn't know what it was. But of course, they say the Statue of Liberty in the Gulf of Mexico. But I don't know that. I've seen it so much water. I thought it all was the ocean, me.
Yeah.
Because I was sick on that 5 days, like to die.
Yeah.
That's some water.
All that rolling in the ship.
I'm talking about something. Woo! I give up the nap. But let me tell you what happened with that boy. You know, they got them bunk. They got the bottom bunk, middle. I believe they got three bunk up. And I was right where the step was. The step is on, and the bottom step is on because it's chained. You know, wood that tall. Well, we didn't know. The man told us to sleep with your life preserver on. Well, that devil's life preserver, you see, your head way down and this up. You couldn't lay down, so I took my shoes. I took my shoes and balled them up, wrapped them up my foot, and made a filament. You might think it's a joke. That morning, about 10 o'clock, that bugle man come in that hatchway. And that man blew that bugle, hollered the boat is on fire. Gentlemen, you talk about scuffle. And it had a great big called King Thomas. He was sitting up on the top bunk. When they said that, no, I was on the middle bunk and he was on the top. He hit the floor. When he hit the floor going up, there was some of them going up them steps. I just jumped and grabbed him around the neck and I was hollering King making it. And it looked like he put two knots right there. He carried me up there and him too. When he got on top, mine was big B5, I'll never forget that. I went to day B5, where him was on the sand deck, you know, while I moved. He was first, and I was second squad. So the man gave a selection, tell us what we must do, how we did that, so and so.
Was the boat really on fire?
No, that's a drill they give us, just in case. So when the man got through, he said,